Hello, I'm Ashley Negron with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's Independent Office of Inspector General, or the OIG. Speaking with Rich Jones, a program analyst in our Office of Program Evaluation, today we will discuss environmental justice concerns in relation to the EPA's air toxic inspections. An executive order signed in 1994 directs federal agencies to include environmental justice, also referred to as EJ, as a part of their mission. To put that in plain terms, agencies were told to identify and address disproportionately high and adverse human health or environmental effects of their programs, policies, and activities on minority and low-income populations. This order requires the EPA to develop an agency-wide EJ strategy, correct?
Yes, that is correct. In 2011, the EPA issued a comprehensive plan that includes cross-cutting agency strategies for incorporating EJ principles into the agency's programs, policies, and activities. The EPA defines environmental justice as the fair treatment and meaningful involvement of all people, regardless of race, color, national origin, or income, with respect to the development, implementation, and enforcement of environmental laws, regulations, and policies.
The OIG team's evaluation specifically examined EJ in relation to air toxic compliance evaluations?
Yes, we conducted this review to determine whether the EPA's Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance and the EPA regions have targeted facilities in overburdened communities or communities with disproportionate impacts for Clean Air Act inspections for air toxics.
What did the team determine?
We determined that all 10 EPA regions have considered EJ when targeting facilities for air toxics inspections. In fact, EJ is one of many different factors that EPA regions have used when deciding where to conduct air toxics inspections. Other common factors the EPA regions relied on included cancer risk in the area surrounding a facility, overall emissions from the facility, and a facility's compliance history.
The report states that due to limited resources, EPA regions must prioritize their air toxic inspections. What information does EPA use to prioritize facilities to inspect?
The EPA's Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance has developed several tools to help the agency's regions select air toxics facilities for inspection. One tool called the High-Risk Facilities, or HRF list, identifies large facilities in areas where elevated cancer risks associated with air toxics. The list includes an EJ score for each facility to help regions prioritize which facilities to inspect. The most recent HRF list used EJ information from a relatively new EPA tool called EJ Screen to develop the EJ score. EJ Screen is an online mapping and analysis tool developed internally to help program offices and regions integrate EJ into the agency's work. In addition, the Office of Enforcement and Compliance Assurance has developed new mapping tools that combine data from EJ Screen with data layers from yet another resource called GeoPlatform. Together, these tools produce maps that include useful information about the location of facilities and identify areas of potential EJ concerns in nearby communities. Two regions are even using individualized mapping tools based on their specific needs. We believe that these new tools will help regions target facilities in overburdened communities for air toxics inspections.
That's great news. Did the team make any recommendations to the EPA?
We did not make any recommendations because we believe that the agency is already taking important and proactive steps to enhance the ability of its regions to consider areas of EJ concern when targeting air toxics inspections.
Thank you so much, Rich, for sharing the results of this important evaluation. For more information about this report and other EPA Office of Inspector General work, please visit our website at www.epa.gov/OIG, and be sure to follow us on Twitter at EPA OIG.